religion. Bishleime Beidina, I understand why Bezdin could do it. Beidin is strong enough. Bishleime Beidina, Lima, Liafkuyim, Amoina. Bezdin is strong enough to take out money. Rashbam says, Mekaran, they could rip up the star, Machlif and Achar. They change it around. V'kais v'naisim mizman rishon. This was like a din mizman rishon. The minadin le'olim shtara. The mitra v'elim yom shenichta v'yelich. That really, when you're writing up a star first now, so really, if Eidim would do it, it only have a koyach to be gova l'kuchas from today. You want to write this man, the same man, the first star, you need Bezdin to do that. Ela Bezdin alimu maskim amayna. Hefka Bezdin hefka. Because usually whenever you write up a star, you have to write today's date. Here, Tak, it's true. You're rewriting your star, because now he only owes you 500. But really, you should have a right to collect l'kuchas from the time you lent the money. So Rav Svarius, to do that, you need Bezdin. You need Bezdin to change, to make an earlier date in the Shtar. But Eidim that does a shlichus, they can only like rewrite a Shtar at the most, the way it is right now. Shram says, El Eidim, licht of Lohayid Bishtar Rishon. True. There were Eidim that signed in the first Shtar. And they know at that time you borrowed $1,000. Hey, Chayzrin v'yirsten shlichat acheres. How could they do it over again now to rewrite a new star that you only owe $500 and write the first man? Minosan len kayachzer. Who gave them this power? That's Rav's taina. That's why Rav holds not like the Mishnah of Yehuda, but rather need Bezdin. For the Gemara v'loy, is it true that Eidim can't do it? Shram says v'loy v'tmiyah. You see, Eidim could write up even 10 shtaros on one field. In the case where a person lost the shtar. If he lost the shtar, he goes to Eidim. Eidim write up a new shtar. Since Eidim have a right to write up. Omar, b'shtar matana, that's what I'm talking about, a shtar matana. A shtar matana, there's no lekuches. We don't make a nafkamina when the time was written. So shtar matana, then Eidim could write up a new shtar. But a shtar mechira or a shtar halvo, there it's a question to take away from the kuchais, and you want to make an early zman, then you dafka need bezdin, and then Eidim can't do it. So Rabba says no, b'shtar shein b'yachrais, that Rashi Rabba afilu b'shtar mechira kamer of Yuda, the kais v'nasaro, k'goyim les b'yachrais, nos was no stira. That that Rav Yehuda said Eidim could write up a new shtar, lav davka by a matana, could even be by a shtar mechira. But in the case where there's no achrayis, again, you can't come back and collect back any money. Therefore, since you can't collect any money, it wouldn't be any nafkamina. All right, stop here. Good. You're holding up kufay now. Again, this is what the Puna Marav said, that we don't pass them like Rav Yehuda, not like Rav Yehuda in the Mishnah, but he says in the case of someone with Perea Mikha Chogoi, we rip up the Shtar and Bezdin have to write a new Shtar. But Eidim can't do it. He more says, that Eidim, the Kashua, Shosin, Shtachusin, Chosin, Yosin, Shtachusin, Eidim, that they wrote the Shtar one time, who gives them a right now to write the Shtar over a second time? So Marav says, Veloi, and Eidim can't do it, why not? So Yomar Rav Yudah Marav, even Rav Yudah Marav, Rav himself says that Eidim Kaisvin Afidu Asar Shtoris Al Soda Achas, that on one field, and having been rid of somebody bought a field and he had a shtar and then he lost it, so he could complain to the two Eidim that wrote it first and they could write it over again. So you see, even Eidim themselves have a right to write a shtar over again. So Marav says no, that Rav will learn Rav Yosef Foma b'shtar matono. That halacha was only by a shtar matono. Somebody gave you a present. So by present, why do we care if you write the shtar over again? Like you don't need the shtar altogether. There's no achrayus altogether by your present. Just time you want to have some proof in case somebody else will come and argue. So okay, not much Eidim could do. Eidim could write a shtar matono, a present over again. But to write a shtar that there'll be an achrayis on it, that you'll take away money, that your dafka need Bezdin to do, that Eidim can't do. For Rabbi Omar, b'shtar shein b'achrayis. Rabbi says, no, even if you want to say, Rav meant here, or shtar mechira, But of course, when the Edom rewrite the Shtar, of course he meant without Achrayis. With Achrayis, you need Dafka Bezdin. Edom can't do it. Now the Gemara says, my Braisa. Where is this Braisa? Like before, we want to ask the Kasha, Rav Paskin is not like Rav Yehuda in the Mishnah that says the Edom rewrite it, and Rav says, no, you need Bezdin to rewrite it. So we ask the question, Aya Braisa is Mashm Edom to do it. So Gemara says, so what? Rav still holds not like that Braisa. Now the Gemara says, my Braisa, where was that Braisa that was Mashma like Rav Yehuda, that Edom themselves could rewrite the Shtar? The Tanya would not like this. Hare shohoyo noisim boy elazuz. If somebody owed you $1,000 and you went to ask him for the money, uporim mehen chomesh meyazuz. So you went to the guy, he was nice to you, he paid you back half. He paid you back $500. Uporim mehen chomesh meyazuz. He paid you back $500. So what do we do now? What do we do with the first star that says he owes him $1,000? He doesn't owe him $1,000 anymore. So it says clearly in his Braisa that Edom, the Edom that are there, Mekaron es Hashtar, they have a right to rip up the Shtar, the Kaisrim lo Shtar Acher, and they could rewrite now a new Shtar saying that he only owes you $500. The first Shtar says he owed you $1,000, it was true, but now he just paid you up $500, so he only owes you $500. So it says clearly Edom themselves could rip up the first Shtar and rewrite a new Shtar, and also Mizman Rishon. They could write it from the first date, that he'll still be able to collect from the Kuchais, from the Lekuchais, from the first man, Dibur Rabbi Yehuda. This is the Braisa, not like Rav. This is the Braisa that says clearly, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Edom could rewrite the Shtar. Rabbi Yossi says, like it says in our Mishnah also, Shtar ze yeh koimai. No, leave the Shtar alone. Reuven first lent him $1,000, and Reuven did not receive the $1,000 back yet, so let Reuven keep that star. Let him hold on to that $1,000 star. Shimon paid him a $500. What's going to stop Reuven from collecting again the $1,000? The answer is, the Yichtavu Shaver. Give Shimon a receipt. That's from Yeshishita. We'll give Shimon a receipt saying that you paid up $500, but we'll still let Reuven hold on to that first star. What's the reason why? He explains himself. There are two reasons why Rabbi Yossi says we leave that first star the way it is. That all you could do for the labor that paid up the $500 is to write him a receipt. Achas, one reason is, we want to like force the labor to pay up. Like this, the labor will always be under pressure. Because he knows the Malva has a shtar saying, I owe him $1,000. I have a receipt. But he knows the receipt could get lost. So he's not going to play around too much in paying up all the money until they rip up that shtar. He's not going to rely on his receipt. Because he knows it's possible he may lose the receipt. So in order that the Leiva won't lose on anything, it's going to be on his mind to pay up. So Gracie says, very good. If so, very good. That's why we let the Malva keep his shtar. The Malva has the shtar, you owe me $1,000, in order that the Leiva will have pressure to pay me back. That's one reason. The Yachas, and secondly, Kedei Sheigva Mizman Rishon. We want to make sure that if the Leiva does not pay back the next $500, so the Malva will be able to take away from the Lekuchas, from the property that the Leiva sold, you know, from when? Not from a new Zman of the write up a new shtar, but from the old Zman. On the tzad, like you'll say, you can't rewrite a new shtar with the old zman. If you hold, you'll have to write up a new zman. Chester b'yesi svara, don't write up no new shtaris. Leave the old shtar there so that the Malva will be able to collect the kuchos from the first zman. So Mara asks, what is the b'yesi talking about? I for Rabbi Yehuda nami mizman rishin kamar. Rabbi Yehuda that says we rip up the shtar and write a new shtar, he also agrees though, that the new shtar we write up that you owe him $500, we don't use today's date, but rather we write the date of the first shtar. That if the labor doesn't pay up these next $500, the Malva will still be able to collect from the Lekuchos, from the property the labor sold in between. So even according to Rabbi Yehuda, that you write up a new shtar, it's from the first man.
So what is Rabbi Yossi saying? I don't want to write a new shtar because I want the first man. Rabbi Yehuda says, even if you write a new shtar, we'll still use the first man. So Mar says, true, hochi kamalei, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. This is what Rabbi Yossi meant to say back to Rabbi Yehuda. Because he wasn't sure what Rabbi Yehuda meant. He said like this, im isman rishon kamrit, if you tell me that you're going to rip up the shtar and write a second shtar with the first man, if so, paligno lecha b'choda, then sure, I only have one argument against you. My argument is that let the Malva keep his first shtar of $1,000 in order to have pressure upon the Loiva that he should pay up. That's my reason not to rewrite a new shtar of $500, but let the first shtar still be around. But Rabbi Yossi is meant to say, "E mizman shnei sheni kamrit." But if what you mean, Rabbi Yehuda, is to rip up the first shtar and write a new shtar, and write the new shtar with the today's date, with the new date, then you should know, paligno lecha batarti. Then I have two arguments against you. That's not fair. Why should the Malva lose out? The Malva lent him the money 2 months ago, and if the Leiva sold property in between, those properties are meshubid to the loan. So why should the Malva lose out? So then Rabbi Yossi Svara, leave the first shtar alone. Let the Malva use it to collect his next $500 with that first man, and will also be able to pressure the Leiva to pay back as soon as possible. So kids, so that's Rabbi Yossi Svara, and Rabbi Yossi Svara is not like that. But vice versa, halacha though, we do not hold to write a shaver. We hold like Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav says that Bezdin goes and rips up the shtar and rewrites the mishtar. Bezdin writes the mishtar. Turn around, buddy. Look at the price like this. Shtar shezmanoi kosev b'shabbos oy b'asar b'tishrei. Let's say you have a shtar that's written, let's say, an English date. It doesn't say the Hebrew date. It says the English date. It says the date that Rashbam says, according to the sun. Rashbam says like this. Turn around. Shtar shekosev b'zman b'shabbos oy b'yesar b'tishrei. Like in America, the people write down the English date. So it was written down September 15th. This date was written on September 15th. And now when we check out September 15th, we see it comes out on the Shabbos. Or else we see September 15th came out on Yom Kippur. And we know for sure the Shtar was not written on Shabbos on Yom Kippur. We're not Cheshen Nevi Mechal Shabbos. So either the Shtar was written not on Shabbos. So we have a doubt whether the shtar was written earlier or whether it's written later. If it's a shtar muktim, it's possible. A shtar mu'ukhar is kosher. So what do we say? So the Brisa says, shtar mu'ukhar hu v'kosher. You know, the shtar itself really was written earlier. They just wrote a later date, which therefore the shtar is still kosher. In other words, either the shtar was written before, shtar was written on Friday. Just to use tomorrow's date, that's okay, then the shtar is still kosher. The other thought to say was, the shtar maybe was really written on Sunday, and they made an earlier date of Shabbos, that will be a muktam, then the shtar will be possible. So if we have a doubt, we'd rather say no, mistama, the shtar was written kedinai, the way it was supposed to, and it's a shtar mucha, the shtar is kosher. The kosher. Did Rabbi Yehuda, that's what Rabbi Yehuda says. Rabbi Yossi poysim, Yossi says no, nothing doing. Yeshua says we have to be afraid maybe to shtar muktim, and therefore it's possible. Shtar says of Yossi poysel, shtar mucha diyalma shem b'teichai chocha klal. Like we'll soon see. If we don't know exactly if it was a mucha or not, if we have a doubt, then he says it's possible. Like he also agrees, if we know for sure it's a shtar mucha, then he also holds his kosher. But if we have a doubt whether it was a shtar mucha or a shtar muktim, then min ha-sofek, he says the shtar is possible. Omaloi Reb Yehuda. Yehuda says like this. Fahaloi Maisa Bola Fonecha Bitsipuri. Reb Yehuda said to Reb Yossi, Aya Maisa case happened mamish to you in Sipuri. V'yachshata. And you yourself said the shtar was kosher. In such a case, where a shtar was written, that it was written on September 15th, and we checked it out that September 15th is a Shabbos, or September 15th was Yom Kippur. And you said the shtar was kosher. How come now you're saying it's possible? Oh my Lord, Rabbi Yossi says like this, you should know, Kishechsharti bazeh hechsharti. I only said that one star was kosher. You can't bring, make similar one case to another case. That case was kosher, other case is not. What's the difference between Sunzi? Said Gemara Ivar Rabbi Yehuda Nami Bezer Kama. Rabbi Yehuda also that says kosher only meant in this case, in the case where it was written on September 15th. And now we find out that September 15th is a Shabbos or it's Yom Kippur. Says so. What's the machlokes? Why does Rabbi Yosi argue? Rabbi Yehuda Luchur is saying the same thing. They're both saying it's kosher. Why does Rabbi Yosi say it's possible? So my answer is Omar Rabbi Pedos. Rabbi Pedos explains like this. Hakil Moedim, everybody agrees. Shem Huzaknu Li'aynosoi Shoshtar. If we have to look in, like there is a date written, it was written down September 15th. It was written according to the English calendar, according to the sun. And when we check it out now, we look at the calendar, we see clearly September 15th is a Shabbos. Or else we see clearly right now that September 15th is Yom Kippur. So we know for sure the Shtar was not written today. So there's a chokha that this date on it is wrong. It was written either earlier or later. Shishtar mukhul the kosher. And everybody agrees, like if it's mukhach mitoichet, you could tell inside the shtar that it was not written on today. So then everybody agrees, Avada will say that most probably the shtar was written on Friday. And they wrote Shabbos' date, they wrote the next day. So in such a case, everybody holds this kosher. Yeah. So the Domi, the Rastam, the Domi, Kimisha Kosa, Batecha, Shtorah, Dinan, the Kasunu, Labiznet, as if it's written in the Shtar, you should know. This Shtar was not written on the date that it says, Elanan Sadi, Echanu, the Kasunu, that the date was a later date. Sharei Kol Yoidach, everybody knows you're not allowed to write on Shabbos and Yom Kippur. So everybody knows that it was a later date, and therefore it's kosher. In this case, everybody agrees it's kosher. That was the mindset that Rabbi Yosef Tzipori also said it was kosher. Where is the machlekes? Le nechlekul, the only argue, ele bishtan.